You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Meet Us in Buellton. If you're a longtime listener to our podcast, then you know that we love our wine here in Buellton. So today it only seems fitting that we bring in another vineyard and winery to our podcast.
That's right, Kathy. Buellton's known for its incredible wine, and Brick Barn Wine Estates is no exception. We're so excited to learn more about this beautiful vineyard, and to help us today, we've got wine extraordinaire Adrian Bolshoy joining us. Welcome to the podcast, Adrian.
Hello. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome. And we're so anxious to learn more about you and about the wine that you're making. So if you can go ahead, maybe we'll start off with just sharing your position at Brick Barn Wine Estates and how you got there.
Yeah. So I'm the winemaker for Brick Barn Wine Estates. I started there in 2019 as a cellar lead. May 1st was my first day. I remember it. I celebrate it every year.
Hey.
Then July 10th, the previous winemaker left, decided to start his own adventure, and the Brick Barn management team offered me to be the winemaker for the winery, for the company, and I was like, yeah, I will gladly accept it. So, and since like all the 2019s, 2020, 2021, that's everything is picking process to the bottling process, everything's 100% my decisions and my creation, I would say like that. Then we're getting ready right now for the 2022 harvest.
Awesome.
So it's a little bit exciting.
It is exciting. I have to say, I just love everything that you've been doing over there. And every time I get my new email with the events that are going on at Brick Barn, I get really excited.
We have a lot of events and they're phenomenal. You know, we want to keep all the people around us, there were people that are following us, the wine club members, you know, interested in a lot of events and, you know, get them be more and more involved in the wine process and see how is it actually made and behind the scenes and stuff like that, which is it's pretty cool.
Well, you certainly have an amazing location for it. One of the things that we love to hear about is kind of the history behind the places in Buellton that people can go and visit. And Brick Barn is relatively new in our landscape. It's only been there a few years. Can you tell us a little bit about how it started and kind of what's next?
So yeah, Brick Barn was, so the owner of the winery had the land since the 60s, mid 60s, I believe he bought that property. It was, the reason why he had it, it was just a place to keep his horses. He had Arabian horses, and slowly he, you know, developed the horse barn where he kept all his Arabians there. He had one of the champions, his name was Fortel, that was living there. He was very proud of that horse. Then over time, slowly the horses died and, you know, the sad side. And he decided not to have horses anymore. And the building just was abandoned, you know, was collapsing and, you know, nobody, they just didn't want to do anything. Then he slowly started falling in love with wine. So he was traveling to Napa, Sonoma, meeting a lot of great winemakers, a lot of great places. And his wife planted a little vineyard right by their house, and they were making a small batch of wine. And they were like, why don't we just remodel the horse barn into a, make it into a winery, plant the grapes and have it a bigger facility. So they had this idea about in 2011, I guess. And in 2013, there was the year that they planted the vineyard, and they slowly started the remodeling process of the horse barn into an actual winery. And so the first harvest of that vineyard was in 2015. It was a very small harvest. They produced only two grapes. It was a Pinot Noir Clone 828 and a Cabernet Franc, two barrels of each, very, very, very small. They just wanted to try it and see how that vineyard produces and what kind of quality wines you can get. And then 2016 was the first big vintage out of that vineyard. Usually it takes about 3 years for the vineyard to get to where it was going to the 100% maturity and, you know, process the grapes and to have the, see where the, how the, was going to be the taste of the wine. The building, as I said, was remodeled, and in 2017 was the first harvest that was made at that wine, at the Brick Barn Winery. The tasting room was open in 2018, in April of 2018. So we're very new. If you guys had a chance to come visit, you know, it's everything is beautiful there. And we have very nice place.
I had no idea that it was named Brick Barn because it was a horse barn.
Yeah, the cool part about that, when you walk in there, you will see everything. It's made out of bricks. They salvage as much as possible of the original brick from the horse barn. So all the brick on the floor is 100% original. And they also saved some of the like stalls where the horses were. I mean, obviously they're not stalls anymore, but you know, you still have that vibe of a horse barn.
Well, that explains, I mean, huge high ceilings and gorgeous chandeliers. Everything about the tasting room was really well done. That's really fun. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I remember walking through when they were just first planning what they were going to do with the barn, and walked through with the developer there, and he was explaining everything to me, and it was a horse barn. So we were walking around and you're trying to imagine this, but what they've done, and now that I've seen the before and after, and there is a sense of feeling that you could tell it was a little horse barn. Like when you walk in and you have that long kind of hallway or whatnot, that walkway that kind of, you know, the stalls were on either side. And but now they're beautiful rooms. And I think they have a bridal room there too, I want to say. And it's just a beautiful facility. They've done an amazing job with the renovation.
Yeah, that's right. There's a bridal room if we have any weddings there. So there's a little room, especially for the brides to get ready there.
It's gorgeous. It's very, very pretty. So along with the brick barn, Adrian, and the actual facility and the wine making processing that's going on there, there's a lot of land as well around the area. And I know a lot of it's planted in grapes, but there is a strategy. And as you said, that you started out with two grapes, but you know, now I know it's grown, and maybe you could talk a little bit about what the farming methodology is there at Brick Barn Winery, and, you know, how do you, you know, work sustainably maybe with the environment and whatnot in the growing process there?
Yeah. So we have 35 acres planted in grapes. We have 9 different varietals that are growing on the property.
Wow.
All the white grapes would grow around the winery. So that is the typical, the actual building. And the red grapes would grow on the top of the hill. You will have different soil profiles. Like I would say, like having a chance, as I had a chance to like drive through the property and see, almost every single hill will have a different soil.
Wow.
So the red on the top of the hill, they have more of a darker soil, more rocks, more loam. And on the bottom, it's an old riverbed. So everything is sandy. So all the white grapes are growing on the sandy soil. And that is a natural stress to the grapes, because the sand, like when you water the grapes, the sand, you know, it's going to let the water go through. So that is good for the grapes, because they will have more fruit and more flavors to your actual white wines.
Interesting.
Yeah, we do farm our vineyard sustainable. We do not use any crazy chemicals for that. We're also in a school zone, so we're very limited at what we're able to use, and that's very great as well. We do use a lot of for like the rodents and stuff. We don't use any chemicals or anything like that. It's mainly trapping. With the birds, we have bird nets. We know that from researches, all these cannons and other things, they don't work. Or like the little sparkly things, they don't work either. So bird nets is the best, is number one, because you have a little net that covers the entire plant, and it will just keep the birds away.
Interesting. Yeah, there's always people talking about the cannons, and you know, and I've seen the little sparkly things in the fields too. So that's interesting.
They work for like, the cannons would work for like a week until the birds get used to the sound, and they're like, "Well, nothing's happening to me," and they just go back and eat.
Oh, how funny! I mean, that makes total sense, but that's really
yeah,
that's amazing. So, Adrian, I know that we see it in the award-winning wines that you're making, and anyone that's been in and has sampled Brick Barn wines can definitely tell the difference and the high quality of the products that you're making. Can you tell us a little bit about your philosophy behind making the wines for Brick Barn?
Yeah, so usually I'm trying to make the wines that I envision. So if I have, let's say, an Albarino, I was like, oh, what would be a perfect Albarino in my mind? And then I start walking backwards step by step. What yeast would I use? What vessels would I use in, the fermentation, the aging process? When do I pick them? What kind of sugars, what pH would have? So then when I made that little step-by-step plan in my head, then this is when I try to follow it forward, when the time is coming. And I also love what I'm doing, and I have a little secret, which I'll tell you, I put a lot of love in my wines. And every single time that, I get to try a wine that is exactly the way I envision it, it just brings me a lot of joy, especially when the people are coming to the tasting room and they love it as well. It's out of this world.
I was blown away. I think the very first wine that I tried from there was the Vermentino, and it is my absolute favorite white wine. Absolutely amazing.
I've heard many people talk about that. Your whites are wonderful.
Vermentino is very nice, and I believe we have a great location to grow that Vermentino, because originally Vermentino came from Italy, an island of Sardinia, and he loves that Mediterranean weather. And we have sandy soils. We have a lot of fog that comes from Santa Rita Hills in the morning. So I think we're just creating perfect weather conditions, growing conditions for the grapes, and that's what is going to make a great wine.
Well, and I know that they're all a product of love, but do you have a personal favorite of the wines that you make, or the varietals that you
kids.
Work with?
They're all my kids. I can't tell you that.
That's not a fair question, right?
I do love Vermentino and Albarino. They are my favorite kids, but I do have a favorite one.
You love them all equally, but just some are different
equally,
than others.
But there's a little bit something that
that you love about each one, right?
Like that.
That's funny. We always tell our guests when they come in the visitor center and they say, "What's your favorite?" And I'm like, "That's not a fair question." It is a true art in the way that you foster your wine, and as you've already told us, in all the different ways and how and what goes into making the wine and growing the grapes. And so how can people, after we've talked about it, how can people actually try the wine? Where is the tasting room, and what else do you offer? Any kind of private tastings, or what kind of things do you do for tasting the wines there?
Yes, the tasting room is located on 246 in Buellton. We're the first winery outside Buellton, on the right-hand side going towards Lompoc, going west. Mm-hmm. It's the easiest would be to come over and have a tasting there, enjoy the facility, and see all the lineup of the wines that we have. If it's too far, obviously online, you can find us at, you can just Google brickbarnwineestate.com. And you can order online. We offer shipping. We can ship almost everywhere. There are some states that have a little bit of limitations, but other than that, I think we're allowed to do that. I mean, we're able to ship. Social media, obviously, if you follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Brick Barn Wine Estate, you can find us there.
For amazing photos. Highly recommend that follow.
We do a lot of wine tasting events all everywhere, like around Santa Barbara, Ojai, Ventura. We try to do a lot of the local ones.
Right.
And, you can also look for our booth and come on over. And most of the time, you probably will meet me there. I love pouring at those events. I have a lot of enjoyment, you know, because a lot of people, and I usually don't tell them that I'm the winemaker. I just tell them I'm pouring for Brick Barn. That's it. Yeah. And when they're like, well, what's your position?
That's
so
sneaky.
They're all like, yeah, it's a little sneaky, you know, because other way, you know, it's going to be like, people are going to be like, oh, you know, this guy's bragging. So,
yeah.
Well, it's also to get that authentic experience. If you really love watching people experience your wines for the first time,
that's true. Yeah,
I can get a
great feedback from their reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was gonna say their response has got to be great for you as a winemaker to know. Okay, did we nail it on the head here, or hit the nail on the head, or not? You know, right? Did we miss it? So, that's awesome.
Now, you also offer a really unique experience, which I think for true wine lovers, this is definitely something they need to add to their itinerary when they come to the area. It's the winemaker private barrel tasting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so there would be a tasting with me. Usually, we're trying to limit it at an hour and a half, but never goes to an hour and a half. I always do 3 to 4 hours. I just can't stop talking. But I'm very proud of what I'm doing. And so then I'm like, you know, once I get into that groove, I was like, okay, let's try another barrel. Let's see what would be the difference. What would be the difference between this oak and the other oak? What would be the difference between this year and the other year? So, it's always something interesting, and I try to, like, because it's also interesting for me, and you know, I get to taste more of the barrels and more of the, you know, the wines and see where they go, and you know, I try to keep it interesting and interactive with the people that are doing those barrel tastings, and you know, if we have any wines and bottles, we'll do the bottled wine and barrel wine, and we'll do wines if there's anything in the tank. It all depends on the time of the year. If it's happening during harvest, we'll do a little bit of freshly fermenting wine, which is amazing as well. It's very, you know, it's a unique taste. And you're like, sometimes if the wine is completely fermented, like completely done fermenting, it's already wine. So there's no sugar completely. It's all alcohol is going to get you drunk. When you taste it and you're like, this is going to be good, you know, because it's not fine, you know, then the wines usually spend at least 2 years, the red wines, they spend at least 2 years in an oak barrel, which the oak barrel is going to, you know, remodel, is going to put that, you know, beautiful body into that wine.
Interesting.
And when is the harvest season typically for our growing area?
Usually it's about beginning of September, so Labor Day weekend, that's when we start picking. Mm-hmm. And the weather would be a big factor, how long it's going to take. If it's going to be a very cool year, then the harvest is going to be a little longer. If it's a hot year, then it's going to be a little shorter. So I would say about 2 months, that's the roughly the starting September.
So that early fermenting tasting would be perfect for like a holiday experience,
right?
Have people come in the early winter.
Yeah
And then do you pick the reds and the whites at different times, I would imagine, when you harvest them? Does one come off before the other, or
it's all based on the varietal? Most of our, so the first grapes that we're picking, it will be Chardonnay. That's the one that, you know, it's the first one is ready. Then after that is going to be Pinot Noir. We do a sparkling. We make it out of Chardonnay. That one is going to be actually the first one being picked, because you have to pick it very early, preserve some of the acidity for your sparkling wine, and it will have a little bit lower alcohol because of that. That sparkling, usually we pick it in the second part of August.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I didn't know that you did a sparkling. How many years have you had that? That's amazing.
2 years. So this is going to be the third one.
All right. I'm adding it to my list.
We learned so much on these podcasts.
We make a Blanc de Blanc. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to try it.
Very cool. We are always learning, Adrian, on this show. I'm telling you what. There's always little things that come out and we're like, wait, we didn't know that. So in addition to, you have so much going on there at Brick Barn, and it's a wonderful venue, wonderful place to go out and taste and just enjoy an afternoon. But what are some of the other events that you guys do out there? Do you ever host any other events at Brick Barn?
Yes. We have one that's coming up on the 29th. That one is going to be a summer bash. So, you know, people can come over and join and enjoy the facility. We have a beautiful place in there. We have a lot of seating. You know, they can, we're going to have music. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have, you know, raffles, raffle tickets and, you know, different prizes. And so that's the one that's coming up. Then on Saturday, on the 30th, we're going to have a blending with the winemaker. So that one,
fun.
Yes, that one is going to be amazing. So you can go get the wines from the tank. You know, everybody's going to get a little bigger. And you can go and make your own blend. And when you decide what would be your perfect proportions, we can go and make it into a big bottle, like the bigger proportion. Cool. We bottle it for you, and you can get to take it home, and you can just sign it, and you know, say that. You know, you can, so it's something. Yeah, very, very interesting.
How awesome!
That. Yeah, and then on the 31st, we're gonna do, that was on Sunday, we're gonna do a little bit of a pre-release of our 2021 whites that were just freshly bottled. So we're just going to get a little, like, you know,
a little teaser out there.
A little teaser so people will know what is coming up.
Awesome. How do you come up with these ideas for, I mean, being a wine club member is just amazing because you let them experience so many different parts, like an early bottling sampling. Like, these are amazing experiences that normally you wouldn't get. You get the finished product a few years later when it releases or.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of brainstorming, you know.
Yeah.
As I said, we want to keep our wine club members very involved in our facility and, you know, what we're doing. So we're like, we try to come up with something new every single time.
I love that. And I know you also do lots of different music events and comedy events out there. And we were talking before we started the podcast about that big, beautiful oak tree that you have outside in the outdoor area.
Yes, we have a beautiful oak tree with lanterns hanging out of the tree. They're always, at night they turn on. So it's a very nice view of the beautiful, it's an old tree. We don't know exactly how old it is, but it's pretty, you know, it's up there. And all those lanterns coming out of the tree and at night is just, we also have some hanging lights. It's just a very nice facility, you know, very nice view and very nice atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We also have fireplaces, we have space heaters in case if somebody gets cold. We also have blankets in the winery as well that we offer to the customers, you know, to if they're a little cold and they want to be a little bit more cozy.
That's awesome.
It's definitely magical. So we've talked a lot about the benefits of being a wine club member, and there's certainly like year-round reasons why you'd want to plan a visit and take part. How can someone become a member of the wine club, and what does that typically include?
So you can either go to the website and join, or you can come on in and have join as well. Usually we have 4 shipments per year. We have a 4-bottle membership, a 6-bottle, and a 12-bottle. You can, obviously, like there will be different, you get different discounts.
But that's excellent as sort of a build your own. So do you select the wines?
And yes, we do select the wines for the wine club allocation. If somebody wants to do their own, let's say they want to do only rosé or only Pinot Noir or only Cabernet Franc, they're allowed to do that. So they can customize their order. So they're not forced to pick, let's say they don't like, let's say, right, they don't like rosé or they don't like sparkling. They can just get whatever they want, which this is very nice. You know, it's a little bit more flexibility for the wine club members.
That's wonderful. All right. So they can go straight to the website to brickbarnwineestate.com, or they can visit in person and sign up.
That's correct.
Excellent.
Love it. Love it. So then I know we touched on this a little bit earlier, but let's go ahead and repeat where they can find you guys on social media, Adrian. It's Brick Barn Wine Estate.
It's going to be Brick Barn Wine Estate on Instagram and Facebook. You guys can follow us in there. We have a lot of, you know, all the upcoming events, the music, all the upcoming music, food trucks, everything is promoted on those, on the social media as well.
Great. So people can stay in touch with you guys and know what's coming up and plan their stays, plan their visits around what's going on. It sounds like you have some really fun events coming up. And those are the end of July, you said? Is that the last weekend in July they're going on?
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So mark your calendars.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up today, the last question we like to ask every guest is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
Well, it's going to be a long one. because so I'm originally from Eastern Europe, from a tiny country called Moldova. I graduated winemaking there. Then I got an internship with a winery in Buellton, California. So I moved from one side of the globe to Buellton. Buellton was my final destination. I came here in 2011.
Oh, no way!
So obviously I love Buellton a lot because that what, you know, I fell in love with, I would say the entire country of USA like that, through Buellton.
Oh, that's cool. Wonderful. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
I got here in 2011 and I lived in Buellton for, I believe, 4 years. It was amazing, you know, view, and the people were so nice. I remember having a lot of, like, I met all my neighbors within like a week or so. So everybody was, you know, very nice, very pleasant. You know, everybody would like, they would offer me to, like, you know, come back from work, and they were like, hey, it looks like you had a hard day today. Would you like to have a beer? I was like, oh yeah, of course. You know, so it's very that, you know, that very nice, pleasant and warming, you know, warm, welcoming, you know, is that's probably my favorite part about Buellton. And obviously beautiful wines and amazing weather.
Yeah. I love it. Gives me goosebumps.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? I know before the podcast we were talking when he came in and I said, how did you pick Buellton? He said, Buellton picked me. And I'm like, oh, I love that. I think that's so cool. Yeah. Really, that's great amazing story. We're really excited to, and lucky, I should say, too, to have you here, Adrian, all the work that you're doing
you
for Brick Barn. It's producing fabulous wine. So,
yeah, Adrian, thank you so much for being with us today. Brick Barn is such an incredible addition to Buellton. And I know I refer people over there all the time because it's a great place to spend an afternoon and early evening enjoying amazing wines and the beautiful setting. We're just very lucky to have you. So thank you for telling us all about you and about Brick Barn today.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much for having me.
Oh, so excited to have you. And I know I learned a lot and I hope our listeners have too. There's just so much to explore. And, you know, I think what's nice about it too, Megan and Adrian, that we have people come in the visitor center and maybe just passing through for a day, or they're not here for a very long time, but they want to experience a winery and a vineyard. And you are right here at the edge of town. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. you know, so close. And yet when you're there, you're so immersed into the country and the setting of the ruralness of our area. And the views are amazing from the patio there at Brick Barn. So I always like to share that with people, that it is such a close place to go. It's not a tasting room. It's a vineyard. You're actually going out to the vineyard and experiencing that. So super happy to have you. It's been such a pleasure talking with you and getting to know more about you. And again, the winery. Thank you so much, Adrian, for being here today.
Thank you guys very much.
And we just want to thank all of our listeners again for listening to us and following Discover Buellton. And be sure to check us out on social media and join the conversation there on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic.